to our God. Praise is rising. Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna.
Give him praise, church.
Well, praise the Lord. Hosanna, save now. That was the cry that they gave Jesus as he made his triumphant entry, and then within the week, they crucified him. But we're going to be studying. We have a brand new book that we're going to get into, the book of Luke, and we'll see that toward the end of the book. But if you have your Bibles this morning, we're in Psalm 38 as we're reading through the Psalms, or you can follow on the overhead. It's a Psalm of David. He's petitioning and crying out for help as David looks at his failures and some of the miserable things he did, and that weight of sin, that guilt that he felt was just really burdening him. And also the chastening of God was upon him. And the Bible says the people that God loves, he chastens. Well, David experienced that. And usually when you're in your vulnerable place, enemies come and they attack you. And that's what was happening to David. They were in his weak state. They were chiding him and ridiculing him, seeking his life. But David doesn't retaliate. He turns to the Lord and he entrusts himself to the Lord and longing for that nearness of that fellowship that he once had. And that's what this psalm is all about. You can follow along on the overhead of your Bible as I read. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, and any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all day long, for my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the toil of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it is also has gone from me. My loved ones, my friends, stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak destruction and plan deception all day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear. I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus, I am like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope. For you will hear, O Lord, my God. For I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, lest when my foot slips, they exalt themselves against me. I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous, and they are strong. And those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord, O my God. Do not be far off from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Let's remain standing as Joey comes out and opens for us in a word of prayer.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to be right here in your presence. We thank you again, Lord, that we can meet here and fellowship with you into the house of God. Lord, we humbly come before you, Lord. We ask your blessing upon this service. As Pastor Bill is about to deliver your message, we pray, Lord, that you would pour out your spirit upon us, that you would shape us and mold us into your image to glorify you, Lord. And as we continue to worship you, let our lips be a joyful noise to your ear, Lord, that we would be praising your name, Lord. Lord, come have your way among us, Lord, as we lift up this service to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, you may be seated.
Struggles, in our hurts, in our temptations. I pray that we would draw near to you as you draw near to us. Father God, we lift up those that are hurting in this world this day. As we hear of attacks on innocent lives, as we hear of the rumors of wars, as we see the destruction in our world, God, we turn and focus our thoughts upon you, Lord. We draw near to you, and we take heart, for salvation is near. Would you reveal yourself to us this day through your word? You invited us to come. Reassured us with your love. And as a family, cherishing your presence, Lord, we boldly come. Through the window of your word, we come to understand your worth. In humble majesty, revealing in the face of Christ your glory, God. As I draw near, as I draw near, reveal yourself, reveal yourself. As I draw near, as I draw near, reveal yourself, reveal yourself to me. In the presence we are changed. Your spirit through your grace, you're transforming us, Lord. You're transforming us in the image of the heavenly man, your sovereign plan.
Draw near, reveal yourself.
worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep. Worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and
all stand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Sing it out.
Come, let us worship and bow.
Of you now, Lord, as we worship you, that you would arise amongst your people. One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, that as we worship you, Lord, come and change our lives. And arise, 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 arise. Take your place, be enthroned on our praise. Arise, King of Kings, Holy God, as we see. Church.